The fourth practice for improving self-esteem is action. We plan our life in days and weeks and months and years. In truth, we live our lives in moments, pivotal moments. It is in these pivotal moments that we face decisions. The choices we make in these pivotal moments will determine success or failure, for success is nothing more than a series of wisely executed pivotal moments. Our decisions are often negatively impacted by our thoughts. When conscious in a pivotal moment, we can hear our thoughts and determine if they are supporting or sabotaging our decisions. If we are driven by passion, a willingness to suffer for something we love, we will hear a sabotaging thought process and willingly exercise our agency and make the right decision to change it. In Scroll 3, I Will Persist Until I Succeed, Og gives us a gem to assist us in better understanding the concept of pivotal moments when he writes, "The prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning, and it is not given me to know how many steps are necessary in order to reach my goal. Always will I take another step. If that is of no avail, I will take another and yet another. In truth, one step at a time is not too difficult." Og is speaking of pivotal moments, the steps we take on our journey to success, and the attention we will want to pay in each of these moments. These are steps we can take, not knowing how many more successfully executed pivotal moments will be required to reach our goal. These are conscious steps, wisely executed, and, quote, "in truth, one step at a time is not too difficult," end quote. When we break down creation to its smallest and most important common denominator, we finally arrive at pivotal moments. That moment in time when we reach out and touch the now in the timeline of our life. Pivotal moments are the millimeters of creation. This is where creation takes place. This is where success is created. In Scroll 4, I'm Nature's Greatest Miracle, Og emphasizes this point when he writes, "I will concentrate my energy on the challenge of the moment, that pivotal moment, and my actions will help me forget all else." Well, ultimately, living in the now means that we are aware and focus our energy on the millimeters of creation. However, where do many spend their time? Yes, escaping into the future, to a time when they'll be rich, when they'll be successful, and what it'll be like then. If we engage in fantasy, we waste valuable and critical pivotal moments while attempting to prematurely experience what it'll be like then, something we have not earned and will most likely never have. Our expectations remain unmet and our potential untapped. Two fertile fields in which self-blame and shame can thrive. We can experience a prize at the end of each pivotal moment. When conscious and passion-driven, we can step back, take control of our thought processes, exercise our agency, be self-directed, and choose to make wise decisions. In doing so, we consciously shift the outcome. Yes, I did that. In that moment, we receive one of the greatest prizes in life, the joy that comes from a sense of accomplishment. And that is empowering. It is also healing. In Scroll 9, I Will Act Now, Og writes, "Only action determines my value in the marketplace. And to increase my value, I must increase my actions." Now, most think Og was only talking about the value others place on us. He was also talking about the value we place on ourselves. We have committed to a daily exercise program. Today is cardio, 30 minutes on the treadmill. We've been putting it off and avoiding it all day. Anything, give me anything to do except that. Then in a conscious, pivotal moment, we reflect on our vision of a healthy body. We see it clearly in our mind, and the very idea ignites our passion. We face the moment, that pivotal moment, and finally hear the thought processes that have been sabotaging our decision to exercise. I have so much to do, I'm so tired, I'll do it later, really I will. We consciously take control and choose differently. We put on our running shoes and mount the treadmill. There is a new sense of purpose. We are acting on our own moral authority. No one is forcing us. We are doing the next right thing for the right reason. Because we've chosen to do it. Alive, in control, and connected to our soul. We choose to push even harder than in the past. We feel empowered. When the 30 minutes is up, we are energized and hopeful. In Scroll 6, I'll be the master of my emotions, Og writes. Weak is he who allows his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. In other words, weak is he, in a pivotal moment, allows those thoughts to control the actions. Strong is he who takes control of the pivotal moment, chooses differently, and lets his actions control his thoughts. You know, over time, having wisely executed a series of pivotal moments regarding exercise, we reach our goal, whatever it may be, a certain weight, a certain distance, a specific state of health. We experience success. It did not just happen. It was intentionally created in a series of pivotal moments. In scroll number 3, I will persist until I succeed, Og poetically explains what happens when we wisely complete a series of pivotal moments. He writes, henceforth, I will consider each day's effort as but one blow of my blade against a mighty oak. The first blow may cause not a tremor in the wood, nor the second, nor the third. Each blow of itself may be trifling and seem of no consequence. Yet from childish swipes the oak will eventually tumble. So it will be with my efforts of today. I will be likened to a raindrop that washes away the mountain, the ant who devours a tiger, the star which brightens the earth, the slave who builds a pyramid. I will build my castle one brick at a time, for I know that small attempts, repeated, will complete any undertaking. I will persist until I succeed. Pivotal moments are those childish swipes, the raindrops, the ant, the star, the brick. There are many positive forces at play in creation. But in the end, we make the choices in those pivotal moments. No one else can make those choices for us. Og states it so clearly in Scroll 9, I will act now. My dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they are followed by action. And later he said, I will command, and I will obey my own command. Action is the result of a wise decision made in a pivotal moment. We have not only touched the now in the timeline of life, we have just met our true selves. I am. I am the one who chose wisely. As we do so, by wisely executing these pivotal moments, we embrace our uniqueness, our own life experiences, and find the true meaning of equanimity, of peace of mind. We are no longer controlled by our thoughts. We are in control of our thoughts, and our actions clearly reflect our wise choices. Self-esteem grows and heals with each wisely executed pivotal moment. Pivotal moments are constantly unfolding before us. The challenge is to be aware in the moment, hear the thought process at play, override sabotaging thoughts, consciously choose to do the next right thing, and take that action. Do this on a consistent basis, and you will actually change a neural pathway in the brain and create a new habit of thinking. The very possibility that we can step back, take control of our thoughts, and consciously change them is empowering. Now, there are two specific activities that will support you in successfully executing pivotal moments. One, read the scrolls as prescribed by Og in Scroll 1. Read a scroll 3 times a day for 30 days. Be prepared for thought processes that will resist and rebel. The decision to read is a pivotal moment in and of itself. Come to the experience to be fed. Come to increase your awareness with a desire to be prepared for whatever comes your way. Actually, this is more than just a good idea. The scrolls were written in the language of the intrinsic, metaphor and poetry, and provide the reader with unlimited interpretations and unlimited applications. If you are open, the scrolls will come to you. In addition, they more than adequately fill one of the two critical components identified by neuroscientists that are required to change a thought process: density, focus. Reading a scroll, as previously described, heightens and sustains awareness. We stay focused on our thought processes and making appropriate shifts. Two, consciously use your mind 5 constructive ways as outlined in quality number 2, goals and expectations. If we are constantly asking our partner, "What can I create? How can I create it? And how will this serve others?" the power that governs abundance will manifest ideas and impressions and solutions to challenges that will ignite our passion and drive our focus and discipline and our effort and action. Do these 2 practices and you will experience a heightened and sustainable level of awareness that will serve you in identifying pivotal moments and the passion, you know, willingness to suffer for something we love, the passion needed to pay the price to change. Even with these 2 principles in play, some pivotal moments will try our resolve. The good news? Make wise decisions in these moments and watch your self-esteem come alive.